Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. Smoke Some hits us up on social media. I wonder what he likes to do. He says, y'all tripping, man. Y'all tripping on this incident that happened with the Cardinals. He goes, at the end of the day, it's just a damn game. Y'all always talk about guys bouncing back, having their teammates' backs. We've seen plenty of guys get consoled because of mistakes. Cut it out. No. Certain things require a certain response. This was a situation that did not have to happen. This was a dumb – guys, you're about to score a touchdown to put your team in total command, and you drop the ball before you cross the line, and you think that that's more important than scoring the touchdown so you can celebrate? Some things require a bigger response. This is a different deal than just right. It's a game.
Mr. Smokes on this, you spoke too much, and your brain is mush because it's accountability. It's personal responsibility. I don't know much about you. I don't know what your story is. Maybe you're not into personal responsibility and accountability. But it was a big moment in the game. And, Carl, this isn't a missed assignment.
Correct.
You know, like you whiff on a block, you know, or bad technique and a pass interference penalty results in a big flip of the field. This is something you totally control. You're motoring down the field. You're making a big play. And then, you know, they were talking about Amari DeMarcado for the Cardinals. And you do stupid stuff. It was stupid when DeSean Jackson did it in 2008. It's subsequently been stupid when it's happened in college. And I'm sorry if it's not politically correct in 2025 to say, hey, that guy made a stupid mistake.
Go look.
And it's okay for the coach to scream at him and brush his shoulder against them.
Yeah, go look at how they lost against the Seahawks. Then go look at how they lost against the 49ers. Their last three games have been mistakes like this. That is why the coach went off.
And you need to change the culture.
That's right.
The culture starts with accountability. Not, oh, I'm, you know, Amari, that happens to everybody. No, it happens to morons.
Does.
Okay?
Does.
And I'm sorry that maybe somewhere in your life no one's ever called you a moron. I've been called a moron when I've done stupid stuff.
Yes, back
my
too.
Dad has smacked me around. I've been called. I'd like to say I've been called worse by better. But no, because Chipper is a Hall of Famer.
True.
You really can't say even.
Yeah, yeah.
Chipper, class act as always.
Oh, is that me talking to Chipper on the show?
Now, Chipper
it's
does.
Amazing.
Chipper had some selective amnesia that he never remembers coming on our airwaves, let alone
appreciate
this crazy.
You today. Like, thank you so much, man.
My pleasure, guys. I'll be good.
Wait, that's Chipper
that's
on our show. Wait a minute.
That's Chipper Jones.
Chipper, he totally disavowed us along with his
Hall
time
of Famer
joining the show.
Chipper Jones joining us here on Dukes and Bell.
Wow. I remember introducing him coming on this show. It's crazy. It's crazy. All right. Real quick, we have some comments from listeners as we take their thoughts. We do our pre show every day. We said, look, we can't take all this in the 15 minutes that we're doing this, but we will take some on the air.
It's so on Twitch and YouTube about 11 to 11:15. We give you a heads up on social media when it's dropping.
Day-Day, I want you to ask us these questions. This is from Atlanta talking about the Falcons facing the Bills. So what's the first one?
All right. The last time we played Buffalo, we were talently outmatched by them, but we played a close game when they had a much better team in Buffalo than we do now. This Falcon team has a lot more talent on both sides of the ball now, and we're playing at home coming off of a bye week. Plus, being a team that Buffalo has in their mind thinking that we have no choice of beating them, have no chance of beating them, we can surprise the league on Monday night. And that is from Trill Villa 5, and that was on YouTube.
Okay. First of all, thanks for listening and watching us on YouTube. We do it, as Mike said, every morning. So he is basically saying that coming off the bye week, right, is the plus. That's the kicker. Mike, how many times have we talked about coaches having their teams ready, coming out of the bye week, and how important it is? Remember
something Dan Quinn sometimes would struggle with, which drove us crazy. That's supposed to look like coming out of the bye.
That's the thing. So I agree with him. Like, you had a chance to make all the adjustments. I don't know about the health. We'll find out more tomorrow when we get there. Hopefully A.J. Terrell is going to play. He's going to practice, at least Coach said this week. But coming out of the bye is a big part of this. It's not just we played Sunday, we won or lost. You had an extra week to prepare. Coaches, what is your game plan? You had an extra week to do all the extra things. These guys better be ready. And so I agree with him on that from that standpoint, Mike. Like, coming out of the bye is a big deal, especially being at home.
So, again, 17, the last time we went to the playoffs, we beat them 23-17. The last game was 22. That was in the snow, if memory serves correct. A lot of snow up there.
Right. Julio?
That was
Julio?
January 2nd of 2022.
22, okay.
Remember Bo Morgan talking about, like, how crazy it was just getting to the stadium.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, look, it's Josh Allen. It's a team which is on the cusp of the Super Bowl.
17 was the Julio game.
Correct.
I think that
but
was
we've got a lot of stuff which they struggle with. We've got a great run game. We've got two dynamic running backs. We do things that you know, maybe they should be doing. Like maybe they need to use James Cook the way you use Bijan. That's a them problem. Hope that doesn't happen against us. But they've got some good wide receivers. We've got better wide receivers. You know, and if that's, again, if Mooney is healthy. We've got Pitts. They've got a great tight end. But this is a team that holds the ball a lot. We talked about Arch brought this up yesterday, time of possession. Turnovers are a key. Flipping the field. No special team screw-ups. Tighten that up. We'll ask Coach Ra about that. But this is one that, you know what? You trusted Parker Romo? He bounced back last week, right? Or 2 weeks ago.
He did. He was perfect.
But this is probably a field goal game if we win it.
Well, he's indoors. He looked good indoors. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Look, I just need him to do his job, Mike. Make field goals. Make extra points. We should be good.
I just wish they were undefeated, as we said. There's things that the New England did I think we could even do better.
What's the next one, Day-Day?
All right. I don't understand it. I saw the Aints, as bad as they are, give the Bills all they can handle. Also, go. Look at who they played. They haven't been as scary as those teams. Josh Allen is the only thing scary about the Bills. Cook is good, too, but he's not as good as either of our backs.
Right.
I'm not blinded enough to think we will blow out the Bills, but I do expect the Falcons to win this game. If you're scared of the Bills, go look at the teams they've played so far. Look at the Aints game and dig on how the Aints were pushing them around at times. Not scared, and that is MS It for GB on YouTube.
All right. Not scared.
Saints ran for 189 yards on the Bills. They lost the game, but
with Rattler at quarterback there, he was still able to run for that much.
That's and so to his point, what is his MS?
MS, yeah.
Hey, man.
Yeah, thank you for watching us, man, and filling in the question here. That is, you're exactly right. Like, their opponents, Ravens, Jets, bad team. Dolphins, we now know, bad team. Saints, bad team. All ran for almost 150. The only team that didn't was the Dolphins, and they ran for 130. So he's right about that. Like, if you're watching this and you're going, man, the Bills, Saints handle their business. They just don't have finishers on that team. They don't have a confident quarterback when you get in the red zone that he's going to push it in the end zone, and Buffalo knew that. But they ran the ball. Guys, if we run the ball that way, Mike's right. We control the clock. You keep him off the field. That's how you control this game. If you're worried about Josh Allen, keep him off the field. Go on 10, 12, 15 play drives, Mike. Punch it in. You're putting a big hurt into what they want to do offensively.
The number's 4.5. It was 5.5 at one point earlier in the week.
It came down.
Yeah, the Dimers business model for you gambling degenerates. Buffalo's got a 67% chance to win in their mind. But, again, some of that is bias based on the brand of the Buffalo. The betting public doesn't know who we are. But, again, if we do those – here's the thing. I would say to one of the callers and texters, we do have to play a damn near perfect game. The Buffalo's better than us. I mean, we haven't been anywhere close to where they are. We haven't been in the playoffs in 7 years. Josh Allen is the MVP now. We could have been either one between him and Lamar Jackson, and Michael Penix Jr. is still asserting himself in this league. So there's a reason we're the underdog. I'm not trying to make this like we've got pom-poms here.
You're right.
We've got to play perfect. We're going to have to play a damn near perfect game.
All right, Day-Day, one more, then we'll find out what's on Day-Day's mind. By the way, 4 o'clock hour, we will let you hear what Deion had to say about the whole Shedeur Sanders situation with the Browns. They are a non-committal as to him being the backup behind Dylan Gabriel, and we found out today that Flacco is going to start Sunday against the Packers, wasting no time. All right, Day-Day, give us one more.
All right, I'm going into this game with the expectation that the Falcons will take the L. However, if the Falcons can run
the ball, there's some positivity.
Right? If the Falcons can run the ball well, anything can happen. As Bijan goes, so do the Dirty Birds. I know the Falcons can win, but the probability is low. Yeah. This will be a great litmus test for the A. With the Falcons, it's always a good strategy to hope for the best, but expect the worst. That is from ATL_fan81.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Carl, there's some a classic example of Atlantaitis. You know, we did give the scenario. We do agree we got to play near perfect. But Bijan, as a whole, not just running, he's got to catch the football again. You got to use the imagination, right? Or how much imaginative is Zach Robinson going to be with the play call?
Yeah, and the angst, okay, I understand that. I don't necessarily agree with it. Because at the end where he says it's always a good strategy to hope for the best but expect the worst, that's what has to change. That attitude has to change. Now, it's not our job, like Mike and I, to change that. You know whose job that is? It's the Falcons' job.
Right.
They have to change that perception that when we get in these games, we win them. When we're close, we finish. We have a shot in every game, and this is not going to be what it was. For years, and this is the example I will tell you guys, and I know it's hard to believe because they won for 20 years. The Patriots were hot garbage for 30 years. They went to a Super Bowl in the mid-80s and got blown out by the best Bears team in the history of the Chicago Bears. Nobody remembers them. And then they were in no man's land through the late 80s into the 90s. And then all of a sudden in 2000, they get a guy named Tom Brady. My point here is they completely changed the narrative where once they got in those games in 05, 06, 07, 08, you were like, Patriots going to win. For years, Patriots fans said, man, we don't have a shot. We ain't got a good team, man. We ain't going to never win anything. That's where we are. So until that changes, it's not Mike and I's deal to change it. They got to change it for us. But I understand that, Mike. And I hate it because that is the attitude because we have been let down. But we're not the only franchise.
Right. But again, as we said, you know, how do you look at the Carolina game? I mean, you can't have the coaching staff or, you know, as fans, we can say, throw away the tape. Guy lost his job over that game. Ike Hilliard lost his job over that. So, I mean, you know, for us to say, yeah, just scrap it, you know, bad games happen. Well, then what are we doing? You know, why are we – could we be 3-1? See, there's things about the franchise, the big picture, that fans don't trust. And I understand that because sometimes Coach Raheem Morris and his staff don't give you the things to give them the benefit of the doubt. Why didn't you have your team out there in preseason? Why didn't Zach experiment with being on the sideline? All that stuff adds up. And that's why I think some fans – and it's your right as a fan. You can feel any way you want. But until the Falcons do the things that Carl just said – that Falcon or Atlanta-itis.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is going to linger.
Atlanta United season's winding down, guys. Join our man Jason Longshore covering not only Atlanta United but all soccer, international soccer as well. Tuesday nights for Atlanta Soccer Tonight. It's brought to you by our local Ford dealer. Tuesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, Day-Day, his What's on Day-Day's Mind's coming up. Also, we'll get into some college football conversation, some really good stuff in regards to some games this weekend. Dogs and Georgia Tech, front and center. Can't have a letdown from either one of them. We'll get into that coming up in less than 20 minutes. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not, outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.